USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation the first time after an acquittal vote in the Senate on Wednesday.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
The president also showed off the latest Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. A U.S. citizen has been captured in eastern Afghanistan. A countrywide recovery effort is underway in Afghanistan after an American contractor was kidnapped by militants affiliated with the Taliban. Newsweek is identifying the contractor as Mark Fredericks of Illinois, and the Defense Department, FBI, and State Department are all involved in the search. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
First-time unemployment claims were lower last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department says about 202,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, a decrease of 15,000 from the previous week, as that total was revised upward by 1,000 to about 217,000. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in Missouri, Oregon, and Virginia. Largest decreases were in California, Illinois, and Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong victory in the presidential caucuses.
By some 6,000 votes, and when 6,000 more people come out for you in an election, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
Sanders does have more votes in Iowa, but Mayor Pete slightly has a larger share of state delegates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The global death toll of the coronavirus outbreak is up to 565. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wok.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, just how close are we to a vaccine that will help treat people with coronavirus? Amish Alishash joins Fox News and says,
we are getting closer to what we would call a proof of concept, so a vaccine that can move quickly into clinical trials. But you have to remember that it's not just about making a candidate vaccine. It's also about scaling up production, doing safety and efficacy trials. So while we may see this going into humans in trials in the next couple of months, it's probably not going to be ready at a commercial scale for at least over a year. This is a long process.
Alishash specializes in infectious diseases. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.